to On the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. Here, this is the place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Welcome home, Brains.
Coming to you straight from San Diego, California, let's welcome our host, April Mahoney.
Good morning, Brains. I'm up early with Sage Gallen. I cannot believe this daylight savings has tricked me up, but that's all right. I'm going to get it together here in a moment. Brains, Sage Gallen is back on the edge and painting life's canvas with a broad stroke, coloring in life's white spaces. We welcome him back home here on the edge with open arms, and we're going to play a round of 20 questions. It's going to be so fun, so real, and so enlightening. I want you to also go and check out his gallery online at sagegallen.com. Sage is an experienced, talented, and profoundly proficient artist in a lot of different mediums, from visual, he's a painter, music and poetry. He is a crafty director and photographer. He produces short films. He's compassionate, philanthropic, with a huge heart, and he's giving. And also, he's sexy, sweet, delicious, and cute. And I love him. Thank you, brother, for coming here on the edge. I just love having you. Welcome and good morning.
Oh, good morning, April. Thank you so much for that beautiful introduction, my love. You are extraordinary, as always, and I'm always inspired by you. Thank you so much for having me back with the Brains on the Edge.
Right. That's how we do it. We do it big time. So, you know, I just kind of want to recap a little bit, because this is your third time on the show, and I'm so honored, but I just kind of want people to know a little bit about who you are. So I gave you the introduction and about your great story, and so I think we're just going to jump in and see, you know, what's going on in your future right now and your crystal ball. Last time we talked, you were featured in Philly at the African American Museum. That's the last time we talked. What's going on since then?
Oh, God, so much, April, has gone on since that was that experience was extraordinarily massive. I have to tell you, you know, I got to exhibit some of my work, some of my photography, actually, from the series I shot called Queens and Kings, at the African American Museum in Philadelphia, and I got to fly out there and go to the opening of the show. And it was called I Found God in Myself. It was curated by an incredible, talented man named Solio. And it was in celebration of the 40th anniversary of Inteshaka Zenge's For Color Girls Who Considered Suicide When the Rainbow Was Enough. And I got to display my work with extraordinary artists. I got to meet the woman, the legend, the goddess herself, Inteshaka, Dr. Zenge. And, you know, but since then, so much has been going on. You know, we have we filmed a few documentaries. I actually have a new upcoming shoot for a documentary that a production company is doing on me this week. But we just, this other company, Mobile First Entertainment, did a documentary about me recently. And a brother named Saif and his team, who are extraordinary, just won the prestigious International Film Festival with a documentary on the shot called The Artist. Had a lot of great shows, gallery shows, exhibits since the Philadelphia experience. I'm currently showing at an incredible gallery in Culver City, California, called the Whole Nine Gallery. And that's I think it's 3830 Main Street, Culver City, if I'm not mistaken with the address, but it's called the Whole Nine Gallery. And again, I get to show with some other, some really talented artists. This exhibit is called Black Dreams Matter. And one of the things I love most about this particular gallery is that they work in conjunction with an incredible organization called the Peace Project. And the owner of the gallery, her name is Lisa Schultz. And she's just an incredible powerhouse of a woman.
Wow.
What
I bet. That is really, really spectacular. You had shared with me also that you're probably going to be dabbling into some television endeavors. Are you ready to expose that yet?
Yes, yes. We are in the process of putting together an incredible new talk show that I'm so excited about. My production company, Reindeer Productions, my business partner, John Bynes, and I are creating this new format talk show. We're shooting in the latter part of May. We start shooting, and it's called On the Platter. Because you're on the edge and I'm on the
That
platter.
Could mean a lot of things. Laying there like lunch meat, right?
Yeah, we're on, just on. Edge, platter, earth, whatever you want to be on, you on.
Exactly.
But this show is called On the Platter, and I'm very excited about it. It's we're taking different concepts and putting them together. We have one of the top chefs in L.A., Chef Adam, who is the top chef at this incredible restaurant in L.A. called AOC. And Chef Adam and I are going to, small family-owned local farms and farmer markets and vineyards and just, trying to, get the most fresh and organic ingredients, talk to and highlight some of these local farmers and wineries and cheese places and just get to know who these people are, what they're doing, how a lot of people are going organic now. Then we're going to come back to our set, our location, and prepare a meal and take the viewer through the ingredients, the process of cooking, express how Adam, who is in this incredible chef, what this food means to him and how we can make it simple for the people at home. And
yeah,
then
food is definitely medicine.
Oh, it is. And I don't think a lot of people realize how spiritual the process of cooking is.
Oh, yeah. It's a meditation.
Someone.
Absolutely.
Yes, it is. It's 100. And to be doing this with one of the top chefs in L.A. is extraordinary. But then the second part of the show, I get to sit down across the table, enjoy this incredible home-cooked meal with our special guests and have a very informal interview, conversation, so that the viewer gets to get to know these artists, actors, entertainers, entrepreneurs, scientists. And we have just an incredible roster already, from a young lady who owns the Relic Wineries to the incredible actor, Jason Olive, actor, model, director, producer, Jason Olive, and you might remember him from a few of the Tyler Perry films and
right,
TV shows.
Right.
We have Eamon Joseph, another incredible actor on the roster, and we'll be reaching out to some other people that I can't really mention at the moment, but they're really
Oh, yeah, I know
guests.
How that is. You got to have it signed on the dotted line, and you'd be in a big trouble. But you know what? And then maybe, too, I would love to see you do custom aprons. Sell it in the merchandising line. Paint something beautiful on there and put on the platter. Oh, yeah, I'll sell them for you.
All right.
I want to switch reels a little bit because you know what? I got wind of the fact that some old dirty birdie did you wrong. And I want to put them out on Front Street because you don't do an angel wrong. You can't clip an angel's wings. You know, I heard that you got robbed. Tell me a little bit about that.
What I found out, the technical term is I was burglarized.
okay, yeah, that's right, because you were not robbed.
Yeah, it wasn't a gunpoint, apparently. That's a prerequisite for a robbery. But what happened was, let me kind of backtrack a little bit, give you a little bit of, background. I have a production company called Reindeer Productions. It's a small company. I work really, really hard. And as I've spoken to you before in the past, I come from a place of
homelessness and drug addiction, and, you know, I picked out of garbage cans to eat. And in the transformation of my life, one of the biggest things that was a part of my transformation was starting this production company. And Reindeer Productions is really not about Sage Gallen. It's a company which was created so that people of color, of various colors, could come together and create content without having to ask permission. And,
right.
You know, in the process, I've worked to obtain, you know, equipment and data and computers and stuff, all of the things required to facilitate people's dreams and passions and creating content.
Right.
When I started the company, I had two business partners who were like brothers to me, but both very proficient in their fields. One of them's name, of course, is John Bynes, who was an incredible editor, worked on Oz and all of these, David Chappelle's show and all of these other shows. So he's an incredible man, incredible talent, an incredible brother to me. The other person, whose name I will not mention, won two Emmys. And it turned out that on October 17th,
That's my mama's birthday.
Oh, is it? Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's the day he robbed my house.
What?
He broke into my home and, you know, he stole all of my cameras, lenses, all of my equipment.
Wow.
He stole my two desktop computers, my laptop. But what really hurt at the time is that he also stole all of my hard drives with all of my work on them. And, you know, he and one of his partner, who was also a dear friend of mine, whose name I promoted him quite often on your show, as a matter of fact. It turned out that on October 21st, one of the stolen items pinged and led me to this person's house. And,
wow.
You know, this has been one of the most profound blessings of my life, April. You know, it was devastating in the grieving of one's work. The loss of one's work is a profound, it's like losing a child almost. That deep. But what I got to experience from this burglary is an overwhelming outpour of love from people.
Oh, yes.
That I didn't realize, you know, were watching me or seeing me or.
Well, you know,
really
I can't believe how you could even let that come out your mouth, because you know folks is loving you from beginning to end.
They came out
in full force. I was watching them on social media. I mean, I don't know if you ever sold that much artwork. People just wanted to support you to keep you going. It was crazy.
Yeah. In that sort of time, no, we hadn't. You know, a friend of mine, Elizabeth Crawford, started a GoFundMe page. We raised over $6,000, which enabled me to get back some of the equipment that was stolen. People were, like, just seriously buying paintings. We sold so much artwork in that period from people who are not collectors, per se. They are now.
Oh, yes.
Show that love. So,
you know, because art shows a purpose and it shows a feeling. And like you said, you weren't robbed, because no one can ever steal your creative genius. I know I was looking at some Facebook videos, and somebody has plagiarized my shows.
Ooh.
And I was like, really? So I ran that by Mr. Magnificent. And you know what he told me? He said, baby, replication is the greatest form of flattery. He said, but no one can ever take away your creative genius. And that's what they did. They took away your things. But, again, you came back in full effect, and you came back even harder. And that's incredible.
Yeah.
But what I want to do is I want to have some fun, because people, they know you, but they don't really know you. So for shit and giggles, I want to play a round of 20 questions. And we're going to title this. It's going to be fun. We're going to title this. Will the real Sage Gallen please stand up? So let's start with number one. What makes Sage Gallen laugh out loud?
What makes Sage Gallen laugh out loud? Life. Maybe life makes me laugh.
Okay,
funny.
I got a chuckle out of that.
The people in it, the experiences, you know, joy. Just a child makes me laugh out loud. My godkids and my nieces and nephews make me laugh out loud because the purity of their spirit and soul is just hysterical, and there is no filter with a child, as we all know. So
That's right.
And you'd be like, ooh.
You really said that, and you meant it. Number two, if you were an animal, what animal would you be and why?
Okay, well, if I were an animal other than human animal, I would be a dolphin.
A dolphin?
I've loved dolphins. They're intelligent. They're fierce. They'll look a shark in the face and say, I dare you. And that's my spirit. You look at a shark in the face like, come on, boo, let's go.
Exactly. Well, good. When you come down to San Diego, I'll be sure to take you out on a boat with a friend of mine, Fred. You'll love him, too. And we will go out and we will look at the dolphins down by Mexico. So don't forget to put that on the list. All right, number three.
I will definitely.
If you had to pick one, what would it be? Chicken or fish?
If I had to pick one, what would it be? Fish.
Mm-hmm. Fish?
Fish.
Mm-hmm. What kind of fish?
Ooh. I love whiting. I love red snapper. On my cheat days, I love a good catfish, too.
Exactly. Pick it up and keep rolling. All right. So if you had to pick one, choose one, would it be the light versus the dark? Which would you choose?
Always the light, April. Always the light.
Always
and I'm going to share something with you that kind of goes back to this burglary. The people who did it were broken people. They're living in a severe darkness, and I can forgive them in that context. But one of the mantras of my life since I was a kid, I created this saying, and I want to share it with you. It says, nothing offends the darkness more than the light.
That's right.
Nothing offends the darkness more than the light. And that darkness will try its damnedest to consume the light. But see, the thing is, light always is stronger than dark.
Yes. Yes, it is. And that is a true testament. All right, if you had to pick one, jazz or rock?
Jazz.
Jazz?
When I was 10 years old, the first thing I ever bought was my own money that I earned, cutting grass and shoveling snow and raking leaves. And I finally made enough money to buy something of my own with my own money. And the first thing I was able to buy was a Billie Holiday album.
Oh, wow.
And I've always loved jazz. And see, the thing is, and what people don't realize too, is that all forms of music, American or contemporary music, emanate from jazz.
Right.
You know, I love the old school standards. I love from Thelonious Monk to Billie Holiday to Nina Simone to, you know, Ella Fitzgerald. That's kind of the music. That's actually the music that I listen to when I'm painting and when I'm creating.
You know, I could never understand Thelonious Monk. I tried so many times growing up. My father used to play it, and I would be all over the place. I found more connectivity with classical music. I just couldn't do it. So maybe I haven't gotten there. Maybe you can teach that to me because I just don't. I don't know if I get the messaging. It's so strong. It's so creative. It's so different. Mm-hmm. It's a genre within itself. It really is. So we'll have to work on that.
You look at those artists like Monk, Coltrane, Miles Davis, and even to an extent, Louis Armstrong, Pops, who were, you know, they all pushed it to the next level. But I'll say this, with jazz and with all forms of art, it's so subjective.
Right.
Like my paintings, for instance, you know, you could look at one painting and love it, and that same next person will look at the same person, same painting, and be like, what the hell is he thinking? So it is subjective. Not everything is meant for everybody,
right.
But everybody
right.
is meant
right.
for something. Mm-hmm.
Right, right. All right, so let's move into your poetry vein.
Mm-hmm.
Who would be your first choice? Langston Hughes, Nikki Giovanni, Tupac?
Nikki Giovanni.
Nikki Giovanni.
Nikki Giovanni?
Nikki Giovanni. I know. I know.
Nikki
I love her, too.
Nikki Giovanni is one of the greatest goddesses in my life. And
yeah, she's a business.
How are the sex people? And I've had the opportunity in my life to express gratitude to certain artists who have profoundly affected my life. Seal, who's a great poet and singer and artist
right.
himself, saved my life with a song, and I was able to express that to him. Meeting Dr. Shenge and
yeah.
having the conversations that we had, Maya Angelou and having the conversations we had, Dr. Betty Shabazz and having the conversations we had. Nikki Giovanni is someone whom I would love to meet because her poem Ego Tripping is something that carried me through a very troubling time in my youth. She wrote
mm-hmm.
a line. She says, "I am so hip, even my errors are correct. I was born in the Congo. I walked the fertile crescent. I built the pyramids." She is my goddess. Nikki
She's
Giovanni.
Your goddess? All right. Well, we're going to put it out in the mm-hmm. universe. And so sometime this year, I bet you run across her just because of that.
That would be a dream come true. That would be a definite dream come true.
Question number 7. If I were not an mm-hmm. artist, I would be a?
Ooh. Wow. If I were not an artist. If I were not an artist, I would be a doctor, practitioner, someone who helps and heals others.
That's beautiful. You heal others with your art. Number
yeah.
8, which do you prefer, tall, thin, quick and slick, or dark, thick, hard and strong?
Wow, okay. That's a good question. That's a lot.
Which do you prefer, tall, thin, quick and slick, or dark, thick, hard and strong?
Dark, thick, hard and strong would probably be between those two choices. I don't like too much slick.
You don't like it slick? Oh, come on now.
Yeah,
you from New York. You like them slick.
Slick burglarized my home. You know, I like it strong and hard. You know, sometimes it would work, you know.
Exactly. I got you.
Slick is slippery.
Okay. If you were to get tickled, do you prefer a feather mm-hmm. or a tongue?
Or a tongue. Well, it depends on where we at, too.
Yeah, you know, hey, I'm brushing it with a broad stroke, brother.
Yeah. The tongues always tickle better than feathers.
Oh, feathers are the business, too. We'll talk about that offline.
Uh-huh.
I turn you on to something. It's crazy. Who do you let feed into you intellectually, on an intellectual level?
Who do I let feed into me on an intellectual level? There are a thousand people who feed me intellectually. My business partner, John Bynes, my mother, Lorraine Braxton, my surrogate mother, Rosalyn Brown, Ren Brown.
I know Ren Brown. Shout out to Ren Brown. I grew up with him.
Shout out to Ren Brown. There are just
yeah.
so many people who... Jean-Michel Basquiat, Gordon Parks, Sade,
right.
you know, there,
right.
there are just a plethora of people, Ansel Adams, Jeffrey Holder. There are so many people who feed me intellectually, Kim O'Quinn, Therese Mitchell, Brett Truitt, Linda Shear, I can go on and on and on with the names of people. I another one of my mantras is that without you, I do not exist. And because of other people and their input and their talent, their drive, their hard work, their love, their compassion, their empathy, there are so many people who feed into me intellectually, who teach me on a daily basis. The women who own AOC, just, oh, my God, I could go on and on and on. There's so many.
But it's fantastic that you have the capacity to even receive all of that, you know, because a lot of people are limited in their capacity and they don't want to hear outside influences. They don't want to hear about other people's experiences. They just think it's all about them, and it's not. And I'm glad to know that you're open enough and you're big enough to receive all of that. So now who do you?
Oh, yeah.
Who do you overflow and pour into? Question number 11.
I hope that with my art, I contribute to people. I've gotten some just heart-filled messages from people who people I've never met in person, but who have seen my work on Facebook and said, you know, Sage, I've been watching your work, and because of you, I've picked up a paintbrush again. You know, in my immediate life, I could name my godkids and my sister and my brothers. I hope that I'm a contributing factor to these people. You know, I hope, and one of my biggest dreams in this life is I hope that I am that person to someone stuck in a crack house right now who doesn't know that there's a way out. I hope that my life and my existence and my transformation could feed and overflow into those dark spaces that that are imprisoning someone right now that I might never meet in this lifetime. But I pray that my life could be an example to someone who's struggling with a crack pipe in their mouth as we speak.
Amen. Question number 12. If you were stuck on an island, what would be your three must-haves?
If I were stuck on an island, what would be my three must-haves?
Yes.
Someone who loves me and I love in return. A way to create, be it an unlimited amount of canvases and paint or a camera. Excuse me. And number three, clean drinking water.
Exactly. Question number 13. Name one thing on your bucket list.
One thing on my bucket list: to travel the world, see other cultures.
All right. Number 14. If you could have one life thing to do over, one life do over, what would that be?
Ooh, if I could have one life do over. There are two people who are dear in my life who have passed away. And if I could have one do-over, it would be before they passed to really let them know how much I love them, how important they are to my life, what they've meant to my life, and how they have inspired and changed me as a human being, to say I love you to the people who have passed. And they knew that I loved them, but I didn't get a chance before their passing to actually say, I love you and I'm grateful for you. So if I had one do-over, that would be it.
Oh, that's beautiful. Question number 15. What is the sweetest thing that someone could say to you?
I love you.
I love you, Sage.
Aw, that's so sweet.
You got it. Number 16. What is your favorite color of the rainbow?
My favorite color of the rainbow is green. Yeah, it's green. I love that color.
I love green, too. That's a power color.
Yeah.
Number 17, how do you stay on track and focused? Because like you said, you know, you had to battle with addiction. You had to recover from that dirty birdie that burglarized you. you know, just on the grind day to day. How do you stay focused, Sage?
How do I stay focused? With a lot of help. With the addiction element, with the drugs and alcohol, I have a sponsor named Dominic who is amazing, who smacks me back on track. And the B part of this answer would be of having faith. You know, you're confronted on a daily basis with so many obstacles, so many distractions, and to be faithful enough to know that your purpose is what you're here for, and understanding that this is just a distraction, this is not part of my purpose, you know, reboot and move forward. So faith and help. Yeah.
That is great. Number 18, if someone were to paint a picture of you, what colors should they use?
If someone were to paint a picture of me, what colors should they use?
Yes.
Orange, red, yellow, green, blue, white, purple, crimson.
Now, I would have to ask that, and I would have to ask that question to a person that is an artist and a painter and knows all the different colors and how to mix them. But that would be a beautiful mosaic. Number 19, textures or mediums that best describe you. Would it be a watercolor? Would it be clay? Would it be bronze? Would it be wood? What's your texture?
Probably acrylic. Because it's pliable.
Mm.
If I were something of a medium, I would probably be acrylic, because you could water it down. It could be watercolor one day, and then you could use a palette knife, and it looks like oil and thick and rich the next. So, I would be kind of rough and soft. It would be a combination of mediums and textures.
That's beautiful. The last question, question number 20. When God greets you, what qualities will he be most proud of?
I hope when I transition and meet the Maker, I hope that she would be proud of the way I live my life. Of even in the mistakes, even in the darkness, I hope that they would be proud of my compassion, my willingness to give, my willingness to love, my willingness to laugh, my willingness to forgive. I hope they would be proud, and I hope that I could live a life that would elicit pride from the Creator. I hope they would say, I put you here for a purpose, and you fulfilled that.
Mm.
And for that, I am most proud of you.
Well, I just want you to know that I'm proud of you. I'm thankful for you because you are pliable, you are flexible, you've got beautiful colors, you stay on track, you're sweet, you're loving, you got a great bucket list, you know, you're pliable. You and I both share in loving Nikki Giovanni. You enjoy jazz. You would be a dolphin. So many things we've learned about you for shits and giggles.
Uh-huh.
Thank you so much, Sage. Before we conclude our interview today, please tell my brains how they can get in contact with you, find out more about you if we haven't covered enough, how to pick up a painting, how to pick up one of your CDs, and how to get tuned on to your new television show once it comes out. How do they find you, Sage?
No, absolutely. My social media, the best way to see my work from photography to paintings would be to go on Instagram. My the name is at Sage Gallon, SageGallon. Facebook, Sage Gallon. Twitter, at Sage Gallon, Sage Saga 1, I believe my Twitter handle is. My spoken word CD, Naked Under My Clothes, is available on iTunes, Amazon, and all digital music outlets. My website, which is sagegallon.com. And, of course, My YouTube channel is where you can see all of my music videos and short films, and that's YouTube is Sage Gallon, G-A-L-L-O-N.
Well, thank you so much. Brains, I'm telling you, I need you to paint your life, repaint your life with a broad stroke. You know, pick up a brush, add some color to your life, add some flavor. Write your story, have it with some texture. Sage, you know you always have a home here, sweetie Peach. I adore you to the moon and back. And I just want to thank you for coming and sharing your story and sharing your truth. Brains, go back and check other edgy conversations, even some interviews that I've had with Sage on the World Wide Web by following me on Blog Talk Radio. On the Edge with April Mahoney, you can find me on the World Wide Web at A Good Person Productions. You can also find me on Twitter and Facebook. Oh, my God, I'm just all over the place. But until we meet again, I need you to stay big-brained and not small-minded. I love you, Sage. Come back and visit anytime. You know the door is always open, baby.
Thank you so much.
All right, brains. Be good. You caught up with the time zone. Have an amazing day. Peace out.